The Black Girl Abroad podcast is rated M for mature adults only. Listening discretion is advised. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone around the world. I am your host, LaQuisha Nelson, and welcome to the Black Girl Abroad podcast. And on this podcast, we are letting the world know that we are what? I'm waiting. Come on. You know it. Stamped and cultured. It's one of my favorite months of the year, February. And I love February for many reasons. One, it's the ending of winter. You heard me right. The winter season is too much for me emotionally and physically. February is also the celebration of Black history and excellence in the United States. Also, in the country I reside in, Kuwait celebrates their National and Liberation Day. And you really know why that's my favorite time of the year. Can you guess? Because we're out of school. We have days off. And whenever we have days off, y'all, I'm dipping, I'm traveling, I'm going somewhere, I'm putting new stamps in the new passport, okay? February is also School Counselors Appreciation Month, so shout out to all my amazing school counselors worldwide. It is our month. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. And if your school does not celebrate you, cause havoc. Advocate for yourself and get that celebration, okay? And also, last but not least, friendship and love is celebrated all month long. That's right. Happy early Valentine's Day to all the lovers out there. Now, did you know that Valentine's Day is not just a capitalistic Western made-up holiday? Valentine's Day is actually celebrated and acknowledged in 28 countries around the world, including United States, South Africa, Chile, India, Turkey, Mexico, Canada, Argentina, and China, just to name a few. So this week's episode is dedicated to the lovers. Are those trying to find it, honey? This week, I'm going to be discussing dating abroad. Yes, y'all, again. So before we jump into the juicy stuff, let me take a moment to highlight Black excellence. Because as you heard me say, February is Black History Month and Black History and Black Excellence Celebration throughout the United States. And today I want to shout out Khalil Green. Now, if you don't know who Khalil Green is, you're not using social media and it shows. Go and get you an IG account, a TikTok right now. Khalil Green, also known as the Gen Z historian, to his thousands of TikTok and Instagram supporters, he has been recognized by New York Times and Forbes magazine as a digital educator. Khalil is a graduate of Yale University, where there he majored in history and served as the college's first Black student body president. Khalil is a full-time self-employed speaker, influencer, and educator. He is bridging the gap between Gen Z and leading institutions with captivating content on history and future diversity. Let's all give Khalil his flowers and you go, boy! For more information, please visit his website, khalilgreen.com, khalilgreene.com, or follow his Instagram and TikTok at Khalil Green. All of his information will be in the description of this episode. Whether you're new to the BGA family or you kinfolk, I need to make sure it's important you know what I stand for. BGA's presence is all about travel, lifestyles, and careers based on my experiences living in Kuwait for 5 years. What's more lifestyle than navigating dating and relationships in a new place? Remember, in episode 1 of this new season, I shared that I am back single abroad. The difference this time versus 2019 is that I am welcoming to singlehood. I am actively dating and entertaining multiple men at one time. Now, let me clarify some things for the idiots in the back who heard I was fucking. Because I know that's what most of y'all thought when I said I was entertaining and dating multiple men at one time. But please understand and hear me well. When I say dating, that does not mean sexual intercourse. Grow up. I am simply exploring my options as a beautiful, well-rounded, well-educated Black woman. So with this newfound mentality, I started dating February of 2022, and here's how it went. There was this popular trend on TikTok where plenty of singles, both women and men, dedicated 3 minutes to sharing their dating experience with a beautifully crafted Canva presentation. And I was so intrigued by the stories and the graphics and the charts and all the engagement that I said, of course I'm going to hop on this trend. So to see the full video, check out my TikTok at Counselor Miss LaQuisha. But using the data from that video, I'm going to dive into what this wave of dating abroad looks like for me. So from February of 2022 to December of 2022, I had 15 encounters. Before I continue, I think it's important that I state that I was not, and I repeat, I was not looking for a boyfriend or a relationship. I simply wanted to date because I've never done that before. I've always met a guy, liked a guy, started a relationship with a guy, and baby stayed way past the expiration date. Some would say that's called a serial monogamous, and I would agree. But after these 15 encounters, I see why dating is not appealing to me. We will get into that a little later. Anyway, 50% of the men I met were online, and the other 50% I met outside, y'all, in real life post-COVID. Dating abroad is possible with the help of popular apps like Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge. Now, please note, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for every dating site known to man, especially in this region of the world, you will come across the same profiles over and over. Then you're going to be crying, saying, oh, it ain't nobody today. It ain't no people today. Well, duh, Dingleberry. You signed up for every single site. You like the same person on every single site. You're not seeing nobody new. Please don't be that person. Also, download the app that appeals to what you're looking for. It wasn't until after I signed up that I found out Tinder is mostly used for hookups out here. Bumble is for the ladies that enjoy making the first move. Not me, girl. Hinge was new, so I couldn't really grasp a good demographic on the Hinge users. So breaking down my 50% online encounters, I met 2 of them on Tinder, baby, and I quickly deleted that app. Do you hear me? Anyway, I met 3 of them on Hinge and 3 through the DM on IG. FYI, the dating pool in the abroad arena is very small. Ladies, if you are seeking a black man, please know they are highly sought after. So chances are you, your homegirl, and her homegirl too could online match with the same guy. How do I know? Because it happened to me twice. And best believe me and my homegirl compared notes. We was like, girl, what he told you? Oh, yeah, he had told me that too. Now, what he had said to you? Oh, he didn't tell me that. Okay, because that's what we should do as girls, as black women. Now, culturally, I match with men of all different races, ethnicities, and nationalities. Black women, specifically black women, date. Because when black men go abroad, sis, they really go abroad. Do with that information what you will. But don't say I didn't warn you. But I didn't let none of those things above stop me from conversing or entertaining a date or two or three with a gentleman. Majority of my encounters were black American men, followed by black non-American men, two white guys, and one Arab guy. Most of my encounters never moved past text messaging because, let's be for real, that bores me. And 10 times out of 10, I probably didn't text back because I was like, you have no substance. What are you talking about? We ain't doing this. However, I did snag 3 first dates, with one of them entering a talking phase. And we had talked from like April to about July. So I'm going to get into that. This dating journey I went on last year taught me a lot about myself, along with therapy. So it did have a purpose. I learned through dating the difference between desire and value. Because let's be clear, I know what it's like to be desired. I'm pretty. I have a bomb personality. I have a fat ass. So clearly, I'm desirable. I'm sought after. But value, baby, that's a whole different vibe. Dating last year taught me about setting boundaries and sticking to them, which was something I never did. I would set the boundary, but then when you push back past that boundary just a little bit, okay, well, it was just a little bit. Now you set past that boundary, that's it. We're done. We're not doing this. Dating reassured my love language, which is acts of service. Because understand, if he wants to, he will. He's not going to just talk about it. He will be and prove he's about it. Most importantly, dating taught me that my own damn company is enough. These encounters really weren't competing with other suitors. They were competing with my peace. They was competing with my sanity. They was competing with my comfort. And that will always win in the end. And as my line sister Jasmine would say, hey girl, hey, your company has to be greater than my solitude, period. The encounters I engage were categorized into 3 types. Each of the 15 guys fell into one of these types. The first type was the one that wanted to be chased. Baby, they wanted to be the bad B so bad. They wanted me to stalk their phone, stalk their IG. They wanted me to text message them all day long. And again, if I wanted to chase and pursue, I would have joined Bumble, but not me, girl. Not me, would never be me. Thank you, next. The second type I would encounter would be the WYD me, all day type. If you don't know what WYD means, it stands for what you doing. Well, sir, I am a 30-something-year-old grown-ass woman. More than likely, I'm working, sleeping, or I'm handling business. I'm trying to build a brand here, Black Girl Abroad. Like, I don't have time to text WYD, WYD, WYD all day. These were the men that I was talking about didn't move past the texting phase with me, which was majority of these men. They had no substance. They didn't talk about anything real. It was literally every 5 minutes, every hour, WYD. I just stopped responding. And in a world where we can be anything, let's be fucking for real. Like, come on now. We too grown for that. Now, the third type, which was very few. But again, remember I told you I deleted that out. Were the creeps. This type was the creep squad. And these were the men who were immediately blocked for sending unsolicited and ugly penis pictures, or men who only desired me and trying to offer sex that I did not want and did not ask for. But clearly, just being a single, attractive woman means you want to have sex, huh? And I'm being facetious. Don't answer that. And don't get me started on being a Black woman and all the objectifying, you have to face just because of how you're naturally shaped, how you're naturally curvy, how you naturally have these features that have been highlighted and made into sex symbols. But I'll have to talk about that another day, because if I get started, I'm going to be here all day. One day while talking to my neighbor, she expressed to me that when she was single abroad, a good guy friend of hers gave her some really good advice. She said he reminded her that most people dating abroad only look at these relationships as temporary. Of course, I gave her the, "What you talking about, Willis?" look. And then she explained, "You're temporary and the relationship is temporary because the country that you're calling home at the moment is temporary. These people have real lives back home, real spouses back home. And this is only a moment for them." When she said that, it blew my mind. Because here I am, a couple of months later, redeciding my relationship status and what I wanted. Because I entered a strong talking phase with an eligible bachelor. Meanwhile, ignoring all those red flags, y'all, he was throwing my way to signify that I was his temporary plan. I thanked her for that pep talk and bossed the fuck up. I took back my power, and word to all my ladies out there, I heard this advice on TikTok and it reigns supreme in my mind. I came across this content creator that said the most feminine thing you can ever do to step and operate in your soft era as a lady is to set and uphold your boundaries. Talk about mind blown. And she's not lying. That's point blank and period. So, how am I ending 2022 romantically, or how did I end 2022 romantically? Well, I was still single, happily. Those Caspers were not worth my peace and comfort. And I called them Caspers. I know you peeped that. That's because they ghosted me, y'all. They ghosted your girl BGA. And I ain't mad at them. Because the truth of the matter is, I would ghost a girl like me too if I knew I wasn't equipped to handle. And that's just straight up. Another lesson dating and therapy has taught me is that rejection is not a bad thing. And majority of the times, it is not about you. Rejection happens to you, but it's really not about you. Sometimes you're rejected because you're being protected from unseen hurt or harm. Sometimes you're rejected so that you can meet and gain even better. So, interesting enough, December of 2022, I'm no longer dating. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. Cause, oh boy, he had got the best of me, y'all, for real. Like, well, I lie. He did not get the best of me. But he made me let my guard down, and that made me so cautious that I just stopped dating after that. But in December of 2022, I took a wonderful winter holiday break to Morocco and Ghana. Shameless plug, check out my TikTok at Counselor Miss LaQuisha and my Instagram at underscore the Black Girl Abroad to look at all the content from that. And I had an amazing time in both of those countries, both on the continent of Africa, both with such beautiful climates and adventures, and most importantly, beautiful men. Okay? And I was even proposed to several times over, honey, because that's what happens every time she goes on the continent, boo. She gets those proposals, okay? And if anything, this trip taught me that I'm not ugly and I'm clearly highly sought after. I just grew up in America, y'all. And y'all gonna catch that joke on the way home. But seriously, dating, love, relationships, all of that is possible abroad. You don't have to settle for being someone's temporary plan if you hold up those boundaries. And this is for men and women. Or if you like me, let me just say this to the people who, you know, your guard be up, because listen, that's how I am, okay? You do me wrong, my guard is up for a long time. A long, long time. So if you're like me and you realize that dating other people is really not for you, like that's really not your thing, like you glad you gave it a try so that way you can say it's not your thing. But I suggest if that's not your thing, happily date yourself. Happily date yourself. That's what I've been doing. Dating myself. And when you do that, see where life and love takes you. The focus is on me. That's our affirmation, BGA fam, for this year, period. 2022, I don't know about you, but I suffered hard, personally and professionally. And looking back at that time, I truly don't think I was emotionally ready to start dating. I think I was using that as a vice to deal with all the other things I had going on. It was the one thing I knew I could control because I couldn't control the external things going on. Whew, my therapist would be so proud of me. That was a lot to admit. I'm proud of myself. Okay. But I am glad I did date because it prepared me for now. And right now, I ain't telling y'all nothing. I'm not telling you what's going on at all. I'm keeping this real quiet. Quiet, okay? Till it's time. for either a soft lunch, a hard lunch, or if it's ever going to be time. Just being real. So as always, BGA fam, thank you so much for tuning in. Please don't forget to rate this episode 5 stars and let me know what you think. Also, follow your girl on all social media platforms. I have a TikTok account. You can find me there at Counselor Miss LaQuisha. I have an IG account that's _ The Black Girl Abroad. And I also have a YouTube channel where I am uploading some new vlogs as we speak at The Black Girl Abroad. So until the next episode, I am saying peace from the Middle East. I love y'all and have a good day. And in the words of Tabitha Brown, if you can't have a good day, you bet not go mess up no one else's day. Love y'all. Bye.